Blog Talk.
Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense Him. Shout! Oh, bless this holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Hello, everybody. This is Lakeisha Lorraine. I will be a guest host for the Roderick Ormsby Show on December 20th, Tuesday at 12 p.m. We will have an amazing time talking about change and the great things that God has for your lives if you step out and allow that change and transition to happen. So on Tuesday, December 20th, I want to hear you guys there. I want you to call in. I want to have a great discussion with you guys about change and all the great things that can bring. So at 12 p.m., 12 in the afternoon, Tuesday, December 20th, Lakeisha Lorraine, guest host for the Roderick Ormsby Show. See you there.
Where you at? Can I get you to? And if you don't mind, one time.
God bless you.
God bless you. Hi, Roger.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only Queen Khadija. She is a longtime friend of mine, and many are listening, and I want them to hear about your life, the exciting things that God is doing. Queen Khadija is in the house. Stand by.
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious. My flesh had my spirit captive, but since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride, purified.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
How are you doing, Queen?
I am awesome. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. We're going to get into your life, and we're going to get into what I call a metamorphosis, this transition, mm-hmm. this change that you have went through. I've met you some time ago, and you've always carried yourself with such dignity, and you've been my friend a long time. And Katrina and I just love Queen Khadija. Now let's get into this. I've looked and I've read some of your bio that since mm-hmm. a little girl, since you were able to hold a pen, you've been writing poetry. Talk about that.
I have been, and it's funny because at first I thought I was going to be a rapper. You know, when you're growing up and you watch TV and you see all the old school artists like MC Light and all of them, and I thought that my writings were going to be rap. But then God quickly, you know, he quickly checked me on that and let me know that I was supposed to be writing for him. So I used to go out to poetry spots, and I used to go and say my poems, but I wasn't getting the release that I needed, and I don't think the people was getting the release that they needed as well. And I think that's when God transitioned me from being just another poet to a minister of spoken word. So that's what I've been doing. So now I have been writing to edify, to uplift, and to encourage. So now it's a ministry. So wherever I go, that's my pulpit, and I go for one goal, and that's to minister and to edify.
Wow. And what I sense about you is a great anointing. What I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep Queen Khadija as long as I can, woman of God. The number that you can call in is 818-431-8553 if you have any questions for Queen Khadija. Now, let's get into this. So in the last 5 years, I read that God has transformed you, as you said, from being just another poet into a ministry of the spoken word. Now, what I like to ask you is, when did you realize, when did it hit you that God was changing you and putting you in a position to minister to countless numbers of people, churches, conferences. Go into that, Khadija.
Well, I was going out to the poetry spots, like I said before, and I was going there, and it just didn't feel right. And even though that, it felt like that was my atmosphere, it felt like that's where I belong. It felt like that's, you know, the atmosphere where I was, it looked like I belonged there. But my spirit wasn't settled. I still felt the restlessness. I didn't feel comfortable in some of the poetry spots where I was. And so I talked to my pastor a while back about it, and I told him, you know, how I felt. He had a 13th anniversary coming up, and he said, you know what, write something for me for my 13th anniversary. And I said, okay. I opened my Bible, and I started reading passages. I read where God led me, and it was about encouragement. It was about edifying. And then that's when God just said one word. He said, minister. And I'm looking around the room like, okay, who's that and who is he talking to? And as I was writing, you know, God just kept saying, minister, minister. Wow. And so my poetry wasn't about my pastor. It wasn't about the church. It was about teaching. So I have a lot of scriptures in my poetry. When I write, I put a lot of teaching in there because I want people to know where I'm coming from is where God is coming from. I get it directly from God. And so that's when I think when I started writing for my bishop on his anniversaries, and then I started getting requests from other pastors and other conferences and just a lot of different Christian poetry events. When I started getting those requests and when God said minister, I knew who he was talking to. And I tried to run away from it at first because I was like, no, because I didn't know how people would accept it, because if you go to the poetry scene now, it's a whole different scene than a Christian poetry scene. And so I didn't know how people will accept it. And so when God told me that it's not about what they want, it's about what they need, that's when I accepted my calling.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a unique woman. And I'm sensing as I'm talking to you that your poetry, your spoken word, it transcends just church. It goes to any person in any lifestyle, the single woman, the single man, the molested, the hurt, the pain. That's what I'm sensing in you, that you
yeah,
are like,
definitely.
Go ahead. Go
you
ahead.
Definitely
talk about
to reach people where they are.
Mm.
You can't be above people. You can't give someone a word that they don't understand, especially if they're not where they should be in their walk. So you definitely cannot go to someone and say, thus said the Lord, if they never heard the Lord's voice or if they haven't recognized the Lord's voice, because the Bible does say all of my people will know my voice. But if they don't recognize the Lord's voice because they haven't subjected themselves to it, then they wouldn't know. So the poetry that I do, the ministering that I do, it goes to different people on their level so they can understand it where they are in their life at that particular time.
Wow. That's wisdom. I'm hearing wisdom in you. The scripture says, he that winneth souls is wise. So what you do, as I'm hearing you, you meet people where they are, because everybody's not a church person.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm hearing. Tell me about your experience. That I see that you did many numerous conferences, and one of the places, Evangelist World Outreach Center, and I see where you ministered the second annual women's conference at Stone Temple Baptist Church. Tell me about those two. What happened in that scenery?
Oh, wow, God happened. The move of God happened at Evangel World Outreach. It's a Christian poetry event where they have it like quarterly a year, and it's awesome. I've never been to a poetry set where people would give their lives over to God. I mean, it was just ministering all night. Every poet that came up there came with a word from God. You can tell it wasn't fleshly written. You can tell that they tapped into the spirit and they wrote every piece that they had. And it was awesome. At least 40 people gave their lives over to God at that poetry set. People were crying. We were praying over people. We were breaking chains and breaking the bondage and calling things out. I mean, it was just awesome. I've never, ever seen that before. And I always go and be a part of that because I want to be a part of the move of God. So that was just awesome. And then the conference at Stone Temple, I also ministered through dance. I prophetically danced. So I had to minister in poem there, and I had to minister in dance, and it was awesome. We did a few dances, and we did a couple pieces, and God just moved. And you can tell right there that I was where I was supposed to be, because everything that happened, God showed me first, or he told me something that was going to happen. He whispered in my ear and showed me some things that were going to happen. He showed me how he was going to work, and then when I saw it, I knew that I was walking in divine order. So God, I'm just blessed that God has been opening so many doors for me. So many people are requesting for me to come and I just thank God that I listened, because like I said, at first I was, you know, a little apprehensive, I will say, going to minister, because, you know, people don't accept the world, especially if they're so committed to the world, they won't accept the word. But I thank God that I listened to him and decided to follow him and not the world. So I'm just blessed. I have a church that I'm going to be ministering at in the morning. It's called the New Church. I'll be ministering there at 10 a.m. and then ministering at another poetry event that evening. So God has just been opening up doors. He's placing people in my life. The Bible says your gift will make room for you. So I'm definitely walking in my gift, and it's definitely making room for me.
You know what? I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
You've always been in my heart. I remember when we were in Chicago, I met this woman. There's a presence. What I saw back then, years ago, is coming forth. And I notice here, and I just want to say that Katrina and I, we are your fans. We love you. You know,
I do.
What I want to ask you, because I want the people to get a real good feel about you, I notice here about the worship dance, Alabaster Angels Dance Ministry.
Right.
You were seen in the Verizon Wireless How Sweet the Sound commercial. Talk about those things.
The Alabaster Angels consists of myself, a sister named Kay Monell, and that servant leader, Ebony Stegall. We three formed the Alabaster Angels. We dance, and we all belong to different churches, but we come together for that purpose. We dance at a lot of conferences. We dance for senior Bible studies. We have another one coming up where we go and minister to the seniors. We dance all over. We danced at the Verizon Wireless How Sweet the Sound commercial with Donald Lawrence and Marvin Sapp. So that has been wonderful in itself. And what else did you ask me about? You asked me about the...
I think you covered both of the How Sweet the Sound commercial. So what I want to do, I want to hold you a little bit. I think some people are calling in. They may have some questions for you. I see also... your gift is spoke in the spoken word and praise dance, and you're also an actress.
Yes.
Well. Talk to us about that.
Well, I've done maybe about 5 independent films. The last one is called Ransom Games, and it's starring Elise Neal from Hustle and Flow and Wood Harris from HBO's The Wire. So that was an awesome experience, being able to just, you know, work sideline against those people who you see on TV like every day. So that was just awesome. I've done a few stage plays, and I actually have one coming up Mother's Day weekend, May 7th. It's called Pink October. It's discussing breast cancer and how these 5 women who've dealt with breast cancer and their faith with God, how they've gotten over it, how they depended on each other, they prayed with each other, they've cried with each other, but they also went to God with each other. And so that's the basis of that. And it's awesome. It'll be May 7th at Kenwood Academy.
May 7th. We're going to talk about that. Pastors, you that have an anointed ministry, you would like for her to come to your ministry. Queen Khadija is in demand. I'm prophesying now.
I receive that.
elevation that's coming to you. And I am so proud of you. You and I have no bad blood. I'm your big brother. I'm your big brother. Yeah. And I'm going to bring my queen in, Queen Katrina Owens.
Right.
I'm sure she may have some things. I'm in love with this woman, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Baby, are you on with me?
I am.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is my lady, my lover, and my snook. Praise God.
Trina, how are you?
I am wonderful, Queen Khadija. How are you, woman of God?
I am doing awesome. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, likewise. I was listening to the broadcast, and I am so impressed and so, as Roderick said, proud that you are doing the things that you love to do. And I think it's so wonderful is that what's so wonderful is that these are your things that you love to do, and you turn them. Mm-hmm. God allowed you to use them as ministry, so it's not work.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So out of that love and that passion, Scripture says that what comes from the heart reaches the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So your passion mm-hmm. is reaching people.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that ministry is so, that ministry is so blessed because you're touching people. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We can't wait to see these plays and some of these things. I'm sure Roderick has some things in his mind. I can hear it in his voice concerning May 7th.
Yes, I do. Go ahead, baby.
I just think it's an awesome thing, and I know that God is going to take this so far. We can see that it's going to go so far, and it's going to reach the young people. I can see the youth, that you'll impact
definitely.
The youth in the inner cities.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because
our people are hurting. When we definitely have to make sure that, like you said, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. We definitely have to make sure that we're here to not be judgmental, not to belittle, but to help. You know, we do that too much as a people. We want to, if we get anything, we want to hold it to our hearts and don't want to share. I never want to be like that. I always want to be able to help people. I can't stand when I see someone hurting. It just breaks my heart. So if we can come together and use our gifts that God has given us to be able to minister, I mean, that's awesome. What else can you ask for? And especially if you love to do it, you can't ask for anything else.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is all we need, you know, just give back.
Exactly.
Give back.
Like you are with the radio station and you reach in the hearts and you reach, it's people out here that are hurting that are probably listening to you and you know, you guys are giving them a word that they can go on. So it's definitely, I want to thank you guys for this broadcast because you're reaching the hearts, you're reaching the masses and these people need this.
Yes.
You know, we
I want you to know that right now this is the day of your deliverance. Yes, you have been through many issues, but God has not forgotten you. Right now, if you know that this is your time, this is your season to be arrested by the glory of God. If you believe that this is the acceptable year of the Lord, if you are now ready to accept what's been freely given to you, Jesus died and gave his life for you, and he rose again for you, and all of us are now ready to take next step into a place that we've never been, a place of obedience, a place of total surrender. Are you ready right now to say, I'm tired of living the way that I've been living? I'm tired of faking it, whether you're in church or out of church. Are you ready to say, I'm ready? If you are, raise your hand right now where you are and say, Lord, I am a sinner. And I do now repent of my sins. I need you right now to come in my life. Change me and make me whole. I confess the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I now accept his forgiveness. He's forgiven me before I even forgave myself. Come in right now. Yahushua, mighty God. The I am that I am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I now accept the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and I am saved. Yes, you confess the Lord Jesus, and you believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You are saved. It doesn't mean that you won't go through. It doesn't mean that there will be no more issues in life. It doesn't mean that there will be no more afflictions. But it does mean that God will deliver you out of every trouble. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And now the glory of God comes. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your heavenly Father give the good gift of the Holy Spirit? Now keep those hands up and say, I receive the Holy Spirit in my body, soul, and spirit now. Now, right now, if you go to praising God, God will overtake you by his spirit, and his presence will be felt in you now. In Jesus' name, amen. It is that simple. If there be any sickness in your body, I decree now the healing power of the Holy Spirit go through your body and heal every sickness, cast out every illness and disease. We command it to dry up and die. Every sickness, whether it be cancer, whether it be sugar diabetes, blood pressure issues and issues of the blood, whether it be your organs, your kidneys, your heart, regardless of what it is, I now decree in the name of Yahushua, the name of God, I am that I am. I decree by the anointing that's able to destroy every yoke of bondage. I decree now you are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you accepted this prayer and you received it, rejoice and be glad. God bless you. This is Roderick Owensby. Keep on praising God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. God bless you.
Glorified,
paid my ransom.
Yes, he did. I've been made free.
I've been made free.
Despite my enemy. Yes, I am.
I thank God I'm justified.
He paid the price for my life and all that was wrong. His love made it right. Now what greater sign can any man show than with his own blood? He made me whole.
Glorified.
Thank you, Jesus. He paid my ransom. Yes, he did.
Hey,
I've been made free. Thank you, Lord. Despite the enemy. Hey, yeah. Listen. I love this verse. Listen. If my sins had their way, I never would have made it. With a debt I just couldn't afford to pay, he came and saved me. When the enemy said that I couldn't, God said, go ahead, because you're covered by my awesome, awesome, powerful blood.
I should have
been dead
and never kept alive.
They watch over me all night long. If it had not been, 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 if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side. Hey, listen, I got some testimonies. Listen, just like Nineveh that was headed for destruction, God stepped in and he said,
not guilt.
You're going to live and you won't see the day of destruction. Just like Daniel, who was condemned. Then God said,
not guilt.
You're gonna
you
live.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like David, who was dearly beloved.
Hello, everybody. This is Lakeisha Lorraine. I will be a guest host for the Roger Cornsby Show on December 20th, Tuesday at 12 p.m. We will have an amazing time talking about change and the great things that God has for your lives if you step out and allow that change and transition to happen. So on Tuesday, December 20th, I want to hear you guys there. I want you to call in. I want to have a great discussion with you guys about change and all the great things that can bring. So at 12 p.m., 12 in the afternoon, Tuesday, December 20th, Lakeisha Lorraine, guest host for the Roger Cornsby Show. See you there.
Hi, my name is Elisha William Ornsby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Blog Talk Radio. God said, I'll give you power to get wealth. Let me give you something to choose. If you had to choose long life or long money, which one should you choose? I guess somebody say, I pick long money. But if you had a choice between health and a lot of money, do you know some crazy folk would pick a lot of money and lose your soul? I started to say crazy soul. Listen, wealth is health. God may want you to live to become 140 playing basketball. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, you can't have it.
That's right.
I did a research, a study about a man. He lived to be 138. God is increasing the lifespan. But if you don't believe that, well, praise God. But if you believe God can do that which seems to be impossible, I dare you right now, said, I believe. If you believe that God can take you from being poor to rich overnight, you ought to say, I believe. Honey, I sense the anointing to prophesy.
Come on.
I feel it in my left toe. Listen, if you're suffering from any sickness, something in your body, listen, I asked a lady one time, I said, you want a healing or you want your check? She said, I need my check. God. Praise God. She wanted to keep her check once a month because she felt if she got her healing, then she wouldn't have a reason to get her money. Well, honey, listen, it's time to wake up. Katrina, are you enjoying yourself, my queen, my love, my baby, my sacrifice?
Yes, I am enjoying myself, handsome. You are so funny. This has been such an awesome show. The people of God, I know they're blessed as I am. This has been extraordinary. The Rod Father is coming to stores near you, platforms near you, stages near you. Look out for it. The Rod Father is on the rise.
Listen, we enjoy life, we enjoy love, and we enjoy happiness. Don't worry. Be happy. If people don't like you for who you are, blank them, but love them anyhow. Listen.
I have concerns about the world. Children are starving here and abroad. Our schools have much confusion. A, how can we learn in shootouts? I mean, you adults are fighting spiritually and politically. Republicans against Democrats. A, we have a great president and some are saying he's bad. I have a word for you adults. Grown-ups need to grow up. Let's bring this issue to the Rod Father. Kabish.
OMG. I can totally relate to what this young man is saying, you know? I was, like, in the mall, and there were, like, some Christian sisters who were, like, hating. Don't get me wrong. I can totally understand if they're, like, our spiritual paparazzi and all. But, hey, if, you know, people are going to be childish and play, like, high school games, shouldn't we all be told so that we can play along also? Help me out, Rod Father, because this is totally immature. It's childish, you know? And if this is where we're going today, if in the name of Christianity, I don't want to play. I'm totally stepping out if that's what it's about. Christian is supposed to be about love. God is love. That's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to represent love, L-O-V-E, right? Oh, my God. This is so not like him. And I will not play the game, but I can if that's what they want to do.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rod Father. Everybody wants to talk to the Rod Father.
I would like to speak with the Rod Father. Is he available?
Somebody's always looking for him.
The Rod Father.
They must want some wisdom.
I hope he's available.
The Rod Father.
We came to you, Rod Father, because you have the wisdom that we need. Help us out, Rod Father. Spit the wisdom, man.
The things that are happening here is a direct result of evil labor. Many are enjoying the fruits of their labor. These are the fruits of
injustice, racism, unfairness, evil laws that excuse some while convicting others. Our history is full of certain groups getting away with crimes while causing those who have no protection to go undefended. We must be aware that this can't go on forever. Well, it's time to recognize and for us to see our ways and turn from them and treat others as we want to be treated. This is not a hard problem. This is an easy one.
Somebody's always looking for him,
the Rock Father.
They must want some wisdom.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular. The Rock Father.
They probably want to see the Rock Father. Everybody wants to talk to the Rock Father.
I would like to speak to the Rock Father. Is he available?
honey, people say about straddling the fence. And you think straddling the fence is inside, okay, I got 1 foot in the club and then 1 foot in the church. That's not always the truth. Sometimes you can be inside the church, never going into a club, never going into a bar, but you can be straddling the fence of your own walk and your own thought life. If you are a bad girl in the old, you're still a bad girl now. Just use it for God. How do I use it for God? Remember, everything that you gave out in the world, give all of that energy to God.
Wow.
Go on out there and do it.
Talk, baby, talk. You know, as you were talking, I was so blessed by your words. You know, we're this way in private. You know, when you really love God and you love God right, you don't have a put-on spirit or a holier-than-thou spirit or a religious spirit, you know, trying to let everybody know how much you know God and trying to, you know, I see some folks, they get in public and they get real deep. I know this man, I went out to dinner with him one time. He prayed too long, man. I was hungry. He was just praying too long. He was thanking God for everything. I mean, be thankful, but my God, the food is hot. Praise God. He stopped thanking God from the time he was born until he was, and you say, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing, but it's time to eat. In other words, you need to have some wisdom.
That's right.
I mean, if I take you out to eat and we're sitting there and over some fish or whatever your favorite food is or some steak and somebody just blessing the food and they done went past blessing the food, now you get on my nerves because I'm hungry. I want to eat. Thank God for the meat. Let's eat. Praise God. God know if you're thankful. In other words, a religious spirit will have you trying to impress folk about your relationship with God.
Right.
We have a relationship with God, but we don't have anything. We don't try, in other words, to impress people about our relationship with God. So a lot of religious folks think, you know, we are just Bonnie and Clyde, you know, strange folk, you know, because we have nothing to prove.
Backslid.
Castaways.
Pushed overboard.
People that Paul talked about. Baby, look, in our Bible study, you're so cool.
Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout!
Oh, bless this holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Are y'all ready? Get yourself a little room because this one's going to require some movement. You will satisfy me, oh, with long life. So I will
church, my folks and friends, listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around.
Somebody give you a sugar pill and say it'll take away your headache. Don't you know man is so silly?
Yes.
Number one, the spirit of fear causes man to create his or her own laws to protect their self-interest. You see, when you operate by fear, listen closely, we kill God's influence in us. We don't kill God, but we kill God's influence in us. In other words, Satan that comes to steal and kill is successful. If you don't believe Satan comes to steal your faith, kill your faith, you are out of your mind. The real anointing brings opposition.
Yes.
First, by those that are close around, count of the cost.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm talking from experienced people.
That's right.
You lost your mind. I'm trying to help you.
Hallelujah.
Listen, hope will change on you. And if you don't know that, you'll be walking by faith and everybody be shouting that you saved. Ooh, the glory of God is on this person and that person. You go ahead and get serious about God. Those same folk that were speaking in tongue and happy for you, they'll look at you funny. Try it. Get really deep in God and get serious about God and start saying, oh, no, that's not right. That's not right. Oh, yeah, them same folk that was rooting and tooting going to turn on you. And you know what some people believe? That what I'm saying is negative. Because they used to these old jellyback prophets.
Come on. Yes.
Tell me something good.
Love Talk
Radio.
Those kind of prophets. Tell me that you like it. Yeah. I want that kind of prophet. I don't want to hear nobody telling me something that I really need. I need somebody that's going to sugarcoat my mess.
Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think we was gonna make it.
Bless it all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. I'm gonna bless.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Yeah.
My dove, it's a wonderful thing to be in love with you.
Pastor, we've been through so much together, but God blessed us with us.
Yes, what's night love without day love, baby?
Your whispers are pleasant to my ears, and your wisdom comforts me, my husband.
The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it.
Love waters can't drown us. Horns of rain can't put it out.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold.
Baby, it's not to be found in the market.
Such a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Many tongue-talking, devil-chasing, supposedly Christians will condemn you for being human. Yes, there's some divinity in us, but there's also a lot of human in us. And so God has caused us to be in this body so we could be legal on earth. So we're put here on earth for God's glory. And God is love. It's raw love. If you don't believe that God loves raw, get in the Old Testament, get in the New Testament. Read again about Jesus without being religious about it and see him as a man and how he dealt with things and the people he was around. Jesus was not the type of man that religion has made him up to be. No, he wasn't. As a matter of fact, Jesus was the step in most churches. They would look at him completely funny. Yes. Yes. So we must understand what love is. You know, love makes the world go around, says the one-time popular song. And there are very few who will deny the fact that love has a lot to do with causing the world to be the way it is. Love and hate, happiness, unhappiness, the challenges of love, heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual, all of the things that people call love. I condemn no one. You want to deal with it all. I don't care what you are faced with. You won't get me condemning you. I will not put you down. I will speak to you as a person. If you're living a type of life that you know that is not accepted, I would be glad to talk to you. And I promise you, when you quit listening, you're going to think about what I'm saying to you by the inspiration of God. I do give God all the glory for every content, everything that is said. I take no credit. You know, one of the greatest problems in marriages, especially Christian marriage, is we have too many pastors and leaders that are teaching a dog mentality type of message instead of the rawness of the word. Some trying to be raw, and they don't have the grace to be. Listen, even the word says, I would that you were hot or cold. The word of God says, I want you to be hot or cold. Get on one side and stay. God can deal with you if you're cold. God can deal with you if you're hot. But if you're cold, acting like you're hot, that's called fake. In Christian marriages, one of the greatest problems is the spirit of religion and the spirit of control. People are trying to be saved instead of walking in love. God never told us to try to be saved. You know, back in the day, pastors would tell people, act saved. Don't say you go to this church if you're not representing this church. I've heard a whole bunch of junk, but now that I am of age, God has loosed me to begin to speak those things. So love is very important, but you must understand this. In marriage, in dating, in relationships, love must be a revelation. How does it work? Do we think we know all about it? No, we don't. Man is yet trying to discover love. And that's why there's so many people who are miserable because they are trying to find love in the wrong places. I said this to someone. It's time for us to stop falling in love and start walking in love. You're about to get into a relationship with someone. You have to walk in it. Don't fall in it. You need to open both eyes, both ears, open your mind, and understand, is this person compatible?
Of a perfect frame, shadows of your smile will always remain. Always remain. Beginner's love soon fades away. Oh, baby, we go on.
Not just we like the same things. I'm not talking about that compatibility. You can find people every day that like the same thing you like. Go to the same mall. Go to the same, you know, a lot of people go to McDonald's. You meet somebody, you say, hey, I like McDonald's. Ooh, I like it too. And then you say, I like Burger King. Ooh, I like it too. I like going to the movies. Ooh, yes, we have so much in common. That has nothing to do with having things in common. Simply liking the same things has nothing to do with having things in common. Most of you done messed up because you let your girlfriends tell you, girl, you and him go together. And men, some of you done messed up because you let your boys. I've never had boys. You know, quote, that's my boy. I trust no one. You know, well, whom God tells me that I can trust. As far as human acceptance is really what it is. Because the scripture says trust in the Lord. One thing, trust has a lot to do with confidence. And the word tells us put no confidence in the flesh. Not your flesh, not anyone's flesh. So the love is totally spiritual. You know, people try to be in love with who their friends like. Because most likely, if it's a person that's right for you, your mama may not like him or her. Your brothers may not like him or her. Your sisters may not like him or her. And if you are with someone according to who likes or don't like, you done shot yourself, so to speak. You done already divorced the whole meaning of marriage. And then you have people that will condemn you. They'd rather see you unhappy. You know, most people rather see you unhappily married than happily single. Yeah. And then if you expect somebody to be happy because you are happy in your marriage or your relationship, you done already defeated your own self. People are a trip. You should know that by now, especially kinfolk, because the spirit of control is with family itself. So you must have somebody in your life and pray. Men, you must have somebody in your life. Listen, I've been on the good, the bad, the ugly. I'm blessed now. But see, it took a lot of years. It took a lot of struggle. You know, people used to can say, you know, they go by things, child, if a man is good to his mama, he's going to make a good husband. That man could be good to his mama, and he can marry you. If you got a Jack the Ripper spirit, and he turns, you know, most women say, whoa, when I married him, he changed. Women, look at yourself. Marriage is like having hitting the jackpot and winning millions of dollars. People say money changes you, but money doesn't change you. Money illuminates you. Marriage illuminates you. I have been in marriages and were unhappy. It took a lot of years. See, some of you get married, you stop being friends. You done already defeated yourself. Some of you get married, you stop being a boyfriend and girlfriend. You done already defeated yourself. I'm trying to help you. I love you. I promise I do. Feel free to call 818-431-8553. Let's go to some more old school songs. This is what I like about these songs. Again, if this is messing up your religion, then I don't know what to say. But they that are not whole need a physician. And I've been called to minister to people, and people have issues. If you are a Christian and you are married and you don't believe in love and you're afraid to listen to wholesome love songs, that's why I'm playing these songs. Songs that had no nasty in them. There ain't nothing wrong with nasty if you're happily married. Oops, did I say that? Yes, I did. I was ministering in a conference, my queen and I, and I remember saying some things concerning sex, some things concerning relationship and marriage. I remember talking about marriage, dating, relationship, homosexuality, lesbianism, dealing with it all with the wisdom of God. And I had someone came to me after the meeting was over and said, listen, I don't believe that you could be a Christian and you slow dance to these songs and it'll mess up your marriage. I told the mother, I love you. God bless you. There's a show that used to be on years ago, Different Strokes. It's sad, but you have a lot of dry marriages and dry relationships due to some religious doctrine.
I love you. When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. A big roaring flame. I can feel it now. It is burning. Burning. Burning.
It is easy to be with you. You are a delight. As I delight myself in God, He gives me the desires of my heart. You are the desire of my heart. Thankful that you are here. Thankful that you share. Thankful, my King, that you're always and forever being you, the man of God. The man that makes the woman who I am. Thankful that you are the man of God who leads the people to who they are. Thankful I am, oh man.
Oh man, oh husband, remember her. Remember, she is your womb. And when you touch her, remember, she is your womb. When you hold her and when you kiss her lips softly and gently, remember, she is your womb. When you care
care for her, adore her, look at her. The makings of your womb. For I love thee, my love. I know myself through my love for thee. The church has a new meaning since I found thee. Out of you comes many nations, many valleys, many mountains. For the whole earth reveals the woman from the buds on the tree to the sounds in the forest to the light that shines by day and light that shines by night to the seasons to every rain that drops from the seas to the mountains to the galaxies afar. Woman, my queen, I love thee more than